stuff.
That book I'm reading now is some really interesting stuff about the military.
Really?
And how like civilian and military, there was never that changed in the 19th century. There was never a separation between the military and the population. Like civilian didn't even mean non-military.
Really?
Civilian meant like you studied law.
What?
Yeah, like you knew civil law. That person's some shit a civilian. Like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What?
And like the military wasn't ever regarded the way we regard them now, as like with so much reverence.
It was just kind of like, fuck, we got to go.
Yeah, the people that were in the militaries were a lot smaller back then.
Yeah.
At least in Western Europe.
Mm.
And like, it was like, you basically just served the king.
Mm.
That was it.
So you were like a mercenary.
Yeah, there wasn't.
And it was like thieves,
and
soldiers.
Mostly, there was a lot of armies were compiled of dudes from other countries.
Yeah, as I'm saying. So it was
just
like
mercenaries,
thieves,
it was
soldiers,
like a job.
Sailors. Yeah, it was.
It was just a job. There wasn't this like, this is my country, I'll die for it.
How did they fucking trick everyone?
Money. They would just pay dudes. There were generals that were generals for like six different countries.
I'm saying, how do they trick everyone now to be like, I love my country? Well,
that's what this book's about. It's about total war.
What?
And it's about amassing the entire country as a weapon. And these apocalyptic wars that are like, this is the war to end all wars. Instead of back in the day when it would be like, this is a war for this small territory. These two kings want it.
Wow.
We're going to have a gentleman con. Like this, it was part
sure.
of life. Wars were considered just like a natural part of life.
Yeah.
Like we fight gallantly, like all this bullshit. Mm-hmm. Now it's like we hate war, but when we do it, it's to end all wars.
Yeah, that is fucking
and
weird.
And like we need to end all war, like every war. So like Napoleon, somebody gave a speech like, this is the last war. World War I, they were like, this is the war to end all
what?
Wars. World War II, they're like, finally peace. And then
wow,
yeah, I'm excited about these books I got.
That's fucking
they're
awesome,
fucking sick. They're like Napoleon, dude. I started to talk about it on the Patreon.
Yeah. Ooh,
listen to the Patreon.
Sorry,
dude.
I missed it.
Patreon 2 is
sorry.
Out, dude.
Patreon 2 is in the air.
Patreon
dude.
2 is gonna be sick.
It's fucking lit.
But I was talking to I talked a little bit about Napoleon's parents because I don't know anything about Napoleon.
True, me either.
For some reason, in our history, we don't talk about
it. I know he sabered champagne bottles. I think he invented that.
He was wild.
That was part of his clique did that.
But he was, his dad was this French dude that was just fucking wild. The stories are fucking sick.
What'd he do?
He was just out fucking everybody.
What?
He was even linked to Marie Antoinette. Like there was a lot of like.
Who's that?
She was the queen of France.
Damn, he fucked her?
He was fucking everyone. He had like sorcerers.
His dad fucked the queen?
Allegedly.
What?
But listen to this story. When his dad met his mom.
Yeah.
Napoleon's parents. They were both married.
Uh-huh.
Napoleon's mom was some 18-year-old. Napoleon's dad was at war. They met while he was at war.
Okay.
And they, like, were writing letters back and forth. And then finally she basically said, like, yeah, we can fuck.
What?
So he went down and fucked her. And her husband, she was 18. This guy was, like, 40. He was some lawyer, some French lawyer.
His letter game was that strong?
Yeah, Napoleon's dad's letter game was strong.
How did he so he was like, yo, let me get this. He's like, but you got an address, though?
Yeah.
And he was
and
like,
she was
all
like,
right.
I will succumb to you and get... And,
fuck.
So he went and was fucking her. And then the guy who suspected that she wanted to fuck that guy wanted to find out if she liked him. He wanted to find out if she loved the guy that was cucking her. So he was
wait,
like...
he was cucking someone?
Yeah, he cucked this lawyer. This
Napoleon's
French lawyer.
Dad.
Napoleon's dad was cucking a French lawyer with
fuck.
Napoleon's mom.
Fuck.
His 18-year-old hot mom.
Damn.
And then he was... The guy came home and was like... I hate to tell you this, but that guy you've been writing to, he's fucking dead. He died in battle. To see if she would, like, cry. And she was like, well, I must have brought him back to life because he's in the room over and we just had sex.
Damn.
And then...
Napoleon's dad fucked his lawyer up?
No. Then they might have had a menage a trois.
Stop. They had a devil's threesome?
Yep.
Then God damn, that's the most French thing I've ever
heard.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
He was like, I am so outraged, I must fuck you
yeah,
with him.
Yeah, then him and Napoleon's dad ran a train.
Wait,
on
so Napoleon was
mom.
Basically created by two men, but...
Maybe.
He might have two daddy.
He might have two daddy.
What?
Yeah, dude.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
What a sick origin story.
Yeah.
He was a product of a devil's threesome?
Yep. And then I think they split up. After they fucked. I think the mom, like, found God and started focusing on that, and the dad went back to France and just fucked everyone. Yeah, but
and
he was also...
And this lady raised Napoleon?
Yeah. And the dad, who was like a war hero, or he was like he was fucking everybody, he
yeah.
was also like a war hero. He was like the man in battle.
Of course.
Yeah, dude.
And he was
Napoleon's
write letters
dad
and
was the fucking man.
So that guy would just like battle, write letters, and someone would be like, all right, you can fuck me. And he would just, this guy would come across the French countryside as fucking like blue balls. Just like, oh my god, I have so much coming.
What was funny was the author of the book was like, and I can't even state enough how much of a, he was such a philanderer that by 18th century French aristocracy standards, they were like, that guy's a piece of shit. And back then they were fucking everybody. What? Yeah.
Holy shit, yeah, dude.
And it was weird the way that he describes the military is like the officers, because they would only fight between like May and October. Sure. So it wasn't a full-time job. Like, you would leave the military.
And you would fuck.
And they would all go fuck and, like, write poetry and, like, be artists.
What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They were gay.
So that guy would, like, I mean, back then, too, like, if you saw a chick in the woods, that was fair game.
Oh, 100%.
You could be like...
Chick in the woods?
Yeah.
I mean, that's still fair game.
In the French countryside?
If you run into a chick while you're at midnight howling...
Oh, for sure. Around,
that's...
She would just probably go prone, assume doggy.
She'd be a bitch. You'd have to run. True. If you saw a hot babe in the woods,
true.
That's a bitch.
I'd get bitched in. I'd be like, wait, yeah. What? Everything cool out here? Yeah, dude. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited to report back next week with more Napoleon facts.
Dude, I fucking need that. I don't know anything about the guy.
Napoleon, yeah.
His origin story is awesome.
He got fucking banished at one point. He has like two reigns.
His first reign, he got banished
to an island. Dude. And then he fucking came back and took power again.
What?
Yeah, bro.
God damn.
Yeah, but that was like, the whole book is
he
about...
He fuck a lot too?
Napoleon? He had a... I'm sure he did.
More of a power boner?
He was more... Yeah, he was like a... That was one thing he said. He was like, I didn't have friends growing up. All I had were books. He like studied war.
Damn.
He just became... He like... That's the books about him like inventing total war.
That's being tight. Like, if you study war, there's definitely an outlet. Like, what do you want to do? Be like, wage war? And they're like, all right, we can plug you in with some psycho guys. Like, we got to think
about
that.
I was writing poems, but all right. What are you doing? I'm trying to get pussy and write. What
I'm
are you
trying
up
to wage fucking war,
I'm
going to
conquer,
dude,
Europe. Like, all right.
Damn.
Let's get you up there.
I mean, dude, if you get the right, you know, if you get the right channels, you're like, all right, army, check. You can just start mobilizing that thing and conquering. It's pretty, yeah. I mean, that's a fun thing to do.
Yeah, except then, like I said, I got that Goya book. That was all his drawings from what Napoleon was doing in Spain. Like, the army was just murdering and raping. A
lot of devil threesomes.
A lot of devil rapes, dude.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and then I was looking at it, and it was funny, because I read that story about them fucking.
Yeah.
And I was like, this entire tragedy came out of those two fucking. Like, they had one kid, and they created
the
fucking devil.
They
created the Antichrist, and he took over... most of Europe.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, pretty wild.
If only she tore up that letter. If only that girl wasn't such a fucking slut.
If only that 18-year-old wasn't a goddamn slut. She didn't need to cheat on that geezer that
loved
her.
How many people died because she was a fucking... Because
she whored out.
Where did she even meet his dad? He just breezed through town?
Yeah, he was at war. And back then, war was like...
Yeah, you're just kind of bopping around.
Go down to a city.
Jesus Christ.
We're going to go to war tomorrow.
Yeah, I love you.
Yep.
I fucking love you, babe.
Next thing you know, you give birth to Napoleon.
Damn, dude. That's fucking blowing my mind.
Wild stuff. I'll show you these
fucking bitch.
These Goya drawings.
I'm so mad at her, dude.
Yeah.
It's all her fault. let me see them.
Yeah, they're hilarious. And like I said, the captions are like, he did not want this. It's like a priest getting cut open. It was not good.
That's hilarious.